Welcome to a TIB special of E3. This time we're doing Ubisoft.
What a surprise start. Holy jeez, I was not prepared.
I know. I saw you looking at your phone. I'm like, oh, he's tired. Let's do it. Full disclosure, this is very late in the...
in the AM. It is currently 1:30 in the AM.
Yeah. We had a long day of E3. This time we're doing Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Yo, Anthony, tell me about Ubisoft.
What a bore.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things they showed off.
Yeah, they showed off Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
I don't even want to start an order.
Okay. Watch Dogs
2. They showed off Watch Dogs 2. Yeah. That game looks cool. I think parkour looks sick. I think the new direction they're taking that game, other than super serious Aiden Pierce or whatever the fuck his name was.
Sure.
I think that looks really dope.
Hotness.
Steep looks cool.
Oh, you mean the Red Bull game?
Yeah, the Red Bull game.
Oh, Red Bull game.
The Red Bull / GoPro
yeah.
Collabo. Like, I think that looks pretty cool.
The Red Bull Hero game.
Yeah, they haven't done extreme... hasn't been like an extreme sports game in a long time.
Yeah.
So that looks fun.
Yep.
And there was something else.
I'll tell you. What about Ghost Recon Wildlands?
You mean Ghost Recon Cocaine?
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta get that cocaine, man.
Yeah.
That game looks super mediocre.
It does.
From the outset, like, it's the whole thing of like play with your friends, but like anything's fun with friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't really get me. Also, after seeing Battlefield 1,
yeah,
like, first-person shooters are up at a high bar of fidelity.
Yes.
And doesn't come close. Not even close.
Yes, yes.
I have no interest in taking down, what is it, Venezuela? Venezuelan?
Sure.
Whatever.
South America.
South American cocaine boss. That game looks super boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not into it either.
Yeah, no. I'm like cocaine. Like, they pretty much taught you how to make cocaine.
Yeah.
In that fucking presentation, they're like, "See this leaf? It's a cocaine leaf."
Sometimes you can use it for other things.
Yeah, you can use it for energy drinks. It'll pick me up 5-hour energy.
But sometimes
it's cocaine. And I'm like, man. Like, also, like, they're like everyone's obsession with Breaking Bad. Like. It's like the only way to dispose of bodies now is in a blue barrel full of acid.
Yeah. And then somewhere in the middle of the show, they decided to show us an episode of South Park.
There was like a whole chunk of time dedicated to South Park.
Yeah.
Was it the fractured butthole?
Yeah.
I get it, right? It's a butthole.
Right.
I didn't like... I've heard great things about the first one.
Stick of Truth.
I've heard great, great things about that game.
Mm.
I still haven't played it. And this is not a knock against... Stop looking at Yoko. This is not a knock against the Fractured Butthole. Like, this is a knock against how they presented it.
Yeah.
It was so boring. It's
good stuff.
I don't want to talk to Matt Stone or Trey Parker about video games.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to talk to them about comedy, sure.
Yeah.
Like, how I want to talk to them about South Park, sure.
They showed off more of For Honor, this time the single player.
That game looks cool.
It does, if not a little bit. Been here, done that.
It's looking a little repetitive.
Yeah.
It's looking like, here's Dynasty Warriors, but the captains, instead of taking 10 hits to kill, there's a little bit, you got to play rock, paper, scissors with them before you kill them.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, whatever.
So, I don't know.
South Park really did suck. A contender for a thing that sucked too was all their VR games.
All their VR games look...
Wow.
I barely remember any of them.
Yo, come on.
We just watched it. Eagle Prey.
Yeah.
# Eagle Prey.
What about Star Trek Bridge Crew?
What's the game there? Like, check it out, I'm on a bridge, and then look, there's some Klingons here. What's the actual game there? Like, sick. I don't want to pay for a tech demo.
I like it.
The whole conference was so boring. And then Yves Guillermo, whatever his name is, came out like 17 times.
No, we are missing the highlight of the show.
What? Aisha Tyler?
No. She didn't even bring out Girlwood.
She didn't say Girlwood. I'm so disappointed. I actually like Aisha Tyler hosting that show.
I don't. But we forgot to mention Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Trials of the Blood Dragon. The game was hot.
Available now on all your platforms.
I assume it's DLC for Trials Fusion.
I hope so.
But
or I hope it's
or
standalone.
Or it's standalone, yeah. But man,
I don't even know what the fuck that game is.
It's they just took the 80s stuff of Blood Dragon and then put it in Trials, and then they had like fake action figures. I don't know. That whole presentation was hilarious.
Yeah. And then they showed off some Division DLC plans.
Who cares?
Whatevs. I'm really glad to see that they have had this direction shift of like Trials Blood Dragon, Steep, and that change to Watch Dogs.
Yeah, so that change to Watch Dogs. They're finally doing something different.
Yeah.
They've realized that they can't pump out Assassin's Creed like they used to.
Yeah.
And they can't use the same tone of Assassin's Creed in new IPs.
Yeah, and they can't use the same template of Towers.
Oh, hey, no. Listen, there's going to be towers.
No, don't say that.
There's going to be towers. Like, you got to get to the top of a radio tower and then hack the radio tower.
But I remember, like, maybe up to last year, it was like, this is Ghost Recon. Bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, this is Rainbow Six.
Bang,
this
bang.
This is
bang.
The Division.
Bang, bang, bang.
This is Splinter Cell.
I don't know. I liked Blacklist.
No, I liked it, but they were all the same fucking
game. They were all the same. Like, I picked one, and it was Blacklist.
Yeah.
And I was good.
Yeah. I'm glad to see Ubisoft didn't have any more Rayman, because fuck Rayman.
Listen, Rayman Origins and Rayman Legends is very good.
Fuck Rayman.
Those are great games. If they did another one of those, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah. Pick of the show for me, I think, would have to be Steep.
Pick of the show for me is also Steep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Yeah, extreme sports are not in vogue right now, so there's not really, like, back in the days of Activision and Neversoft just making a bunch whatever, like, Johnny Mosley Mad Tricks, was that a game? I don't think that was them, though.
No.
Sean Palmer's Pro Snowboarding.
Sean Palmer?
Yeah.
Was that his name?
I think so, he's a pro snowboarder.
I only remember Kelly Slater's pro surfing.
Oh, what was the pro wakeboarding game?
Oh, I don't know.
That game was fun.
I couldn't tell you. I knew Dave Mira's BMX.
Yeah. What about BMX Triple X?
That's something else entirely.
Yeah, I want to play a new extreme sports game, and Steep looks cool. It's not a little ambitious.
I just wanted to say, brought to you by Red Bull.
Brought to you by Red Bull or Red Bull. Like, you know how it's like, was it a? What is Civs? Like something.
Oh, Sid Meier's.
Sid Meier's Civilization.
Yeah.
Like, I want Red Bull's Steep.
Oh, yeah.
Or GoPro's Steep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Red Bull's Steep, brought to you by GoPro. Be a hero.
Or it's like Pokemon Red and Blue, and there's two separate versions of the game.
Oh, my god!
And if you want this mountain, you get the GoPro version. If you want the other mountain, you get the Red Bull version. Oh. And then you can trade mountains with your friends.
That's but, yeah, Ubisoft, you wasted like 2.5 hours
of my Ubisoft life. Was fucking boring.
Yeah.
Man!
Yeah.
I thought the Bethesda show was bad.
Yeah. I thought nothing would be worse than Bethesda.
Nope. They came, they proved they could be worse. They set out with a goal, and they accomplished it.
Amazing. It's amazing.
You know, really. It's amazing what you can do when you try.
Yeah.
Right? You could sit through a half an hour of people talking about South Park and not actually showing the game.
God, it was something else. But there you have it, Ubisoft. You are the loser this year.
Flush sound effects.
Don't bother coming back next year. Bye.
Bye.